Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Hey, Mama, welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast where we explore ways to thrive as new moms while nurturing ourselves. I'm your host, Dre Williams, and today we're diving into a question I saw the other day on Threads that really spoke to me. A mama asked, "How do you grow confidence as a mom?" Let me tell you, I love that question because it's something we all wonder at one point or another. Whether you're a brand new mom or you've been on this journey for a while, confidence is something we continuously build. Today, I want to share how I grew my own confidence as a mother and how you can too. I'll also explain how my Nurturing the Mama membership can help you cultivate that confidence within a supportive community. So let's dive right into it. When you start anything new, whether it's motherhood or even a new job, doubt can creep in. It's normal to wonder if you're doing the right thing or if you have what it takes. I remember those early days of motherhood as a first-time mom. And as a second-time mom, the weight of responsibility and feeling like I had to get it all right. Sound familiar? Sound like, oh, I want to be the person with the baby 24/7, or I want to be able to do just different aspects. But here's the thing. You don't just wake up one day with confidence. It's something you build piece by piece. As you grow into a role as a mom, one of the first things that helped me start to grow that confidence was doing the inner work. And that's what I want to share with you. For me, it started with trusting my instincts. As moms, we have this incredible intuition. But we often doubt ourselves because we're surrounded by so many voices, whether it's family, friends, or especially social media. I had to get quiet and trust that inner voice. And let me tell you, that inner work wasn't easy. I really had to surrender. Okay, if y'all know, I love the Lord. I believe in Jesus Christ. And just going, reading my scripture and just asking God to reveal to me parts of my life that I need to improve and what do I need to grow in. And just really surrendering to that process helped me so much. That's really how I was able to get through the first season of postpartum. It was really tough. And as you know, I mentioned in other episodes where I battled with postpartum depression at the time. I didn't have any idea that I had it. I didn't feel like myself. I was just going through the day-to-day motions. And it was really tough. And if you want to learn more about it, you can read about it on my blog. But I'm going to stay with how and it is really important to do the inner work. I had to really let go of things that no longer served me in the season of motherhood. That meant releasing some of the expectations I placed on myself and the idea that I needed to be perfect. I am a recovering perfectionist. I like to have things in a certain order, but I'm learning you can't control everything. All you can do is put quality to it. It won't always be perfect, especially as a mom. Things don't always go as planned. The things that you do plan, sometimes it looks the complete opposite. You could be like, oh, I'm going to wake up early this morning, and that's the day your baby decides to be up all night, or they wake up early right along with you, right? So that really meant releasing some of my expectations I placed on myself and the idea that I needed to be perfect. Once I let go of that weight, I was able to focus on rediscovering myself. Rediscovering is key here. I wasn't just a mom. I was still Dre with my own needs, goals, and passions. I read books and looked up resources that inspired and uplifted me. Before I knew it, I started setting small, intentional goals for myself. Now, here's the secret. Those small wins matter. I started setting small, tiny, manageable goals first. Things like carving out 5 minutes. Y'all might be like, you're talking about 5 minutes. 5 minutes can go a long way as a mom. Carving out 5 minutes for myself in the morning. Journaling about how I was feeling. Doing some yoga or stretching. Let me tell you a quick little story. I had a client and she was pregnant, almost 8 months pregnant. And she had a two-year-old and she was like, you know, I don't have time for myself. You know, I'm always with my son because she was a single mom. And so she was just trying to find her groove so that even when the baby comes, she has time for herself. But also making sure that she's present for her kids. I told her to start with that 5 minutes. And being able to create those systems to help her build her confidence in how she runs to her home And she found out that just by taking those 5 minutes, it makes a big difference. That was 5 minutes for her to just sit and decompress at the end of the day did wonders. And that's why I'm just telling you, even though I talk about a lot about how the 5 minutes work for me, it works for my clients as well. So I really want you to work towards that. Take that 5 minutes, and that's going to build your confidence. 5 minutes can go a long way as a mom. Carving out 5 minutes for myself in the morning, journaling about how I was feeling, doing some yoga stretches or yoga positions and stretching, or even just making sure I drank enough water. These might sound small, but with each goal, I reached my confidence slowly started to build. It wasn't an overnight transformation. Confidence is something that builds over time with each step you take. But as I hit those little milestones, I felt more empowered. I started to trust myself more, not just as a mom, but as a whole person. When I started showing up for myself, it was just making me have a fresh breath of air. Like, wow, like you did that today. You woke up, you took that 5 minutes to pour into yourself, then everybody else woke up, and now look at you. You're feeling great, right? You're feeling happy, you're feeling relaxed. The realization that motherhood didn't mean losing myself. It just required me to grow and evolve. That was the game changer. Oftentimes, we talk about losing ourselves, but we're actually just rediscovering ourselves. That's why in Nurturing the Mom membership, we talk about reclaiming our identity because you want to figure out who you are in this season. And as my confidence grew, so did my ability to show up fully for my child. But now, my children, because you know I have two now, and my husband. This is exactly why I created Nurturing the Mama membership. Building confidence as a mom is an ongoing journey, and it's one we don't have to do alone. In fact, one of the most powerful things we can do is surround ourselves with other moms who get it, who are also learning, growing, and evolving into motherhood. The membership is designed to be that supportive space where you can connect with like-minded moms, hold each other accountable, and grow together. We dive into everything from setting wellness goals to managing self-doubt, all while balancing the demands of motherhood, working. Because whether you are at home, whether you leave the house to go to work, you are working, okay? It's a place where you can be seen, heard, and understood, and where you can just take those small steps towards rediscovering your confidence. So if you're a mama listening right now and wondering how to grow confidence, know that it starts with trusting yourself. Do that inner work. Let go of the weight that's holding you back and start setting small, intentional goals. It's those little wins that will add up over time and empower you to show up more confidently as the mom you're meant to be. And if you're ready to take that next step, I'd love for you to join us in Nurturing the Mama membership. Let's build that confidence together one step at a time. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If this episode resonated with you, please share with another mama who can use some encouragement. And if you haven't already, subscribe. You don't want to miss out on future episodes. And leave that review, okay? Let them know that this episode is 5 stars, okay? Until next time, take care of yourself, mama. You've got this. You can do it. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.